highlights from the 189th Annual General Conference. Since President Russell M. Nelson was sustained as president of the church, a number of important changes have been announced at General Conference. So it was only natural that members might anticipate more changes this conference. But church leaders focused on a different kind of change, the change that the Savior can work within each of us. A prophet's plea. When Jesus asks you and me to repent, He is inviting us to change, said President Nelson. Identify what stops you from repenting, and then change. Repent. All of us can do better and be better than ever before. Read President Nelson's invitation to repent, page 67. For more about how we can enjoy the blessings of repentance, see addresses by President Dallin H. Oaks, page 91, President Henry B. Eyring, page 22, Tad R. Callister, page 85. Changes in the church. Many speakers spoke about previously announced changes. President M. Russell Ballard encouraged us not to lose the spiritual purposes of these adjustments in the excitement about the changes themselves. Read President Ballard's invitation to focus on the simple truths of the gospel, page 28. Learn from Elder Jeffrey R. Holland how the meeting schedule change should improve our focus on the sacrament, page 44. Find out from Elder David A. Bednar the desired results of focusing on home-centered learning, page 101. See an abbreviated list of changes announced since President Nelson was sustained as president and consider their spiritual purposes, page 121. New and renovated temples. President Nelson closed the conference by announcing 8 new temples and major changes planned for pioneer-era temples. But he emphasized the need for personal renovation. May we renovate our lives through our faith and trust in Him, he said. Read President Nelson's closing remarks, page 111. Find the list of new temples, page 124. Learn about plans for the Salt Lake Temple at churchofjesuschrist.org/go/05194. Read by Jane Wise.